Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
These guys know how to connect with you about Boston sports.
This may feel strong, but you people are stupid.
OMG. It's Felger and Maz, 95 The Sports Hub.
Grabbed by Coyle in the slot. He pulls it over to the far point, glances up at the video wall at the clock. He'll skate it back into the Bruins zone. And the horn sounds. The Boston Bruins demolish the Carolina Hurricanes in game two. Your final 6-2 Bruins. They get three goals from defensemen, two from Matt Grizzlick. And for the first time in the playoffs, they win each of the first two games in the series.
And game three comes your way tonight here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. They drop it shortly after 8. Surratt and Beers on the call. Dunkin' Donuts pregame 7:30 if you're watching on TV. Amonte and I on NBC Sports Boston have the postgame. Flip on over to that. Back to your phones, unless any of you have a leadoff thought for this hour.
Negative.
Nope.
Ross in Cambridge on Murray's Rozier comments. Yes, Ross.
Yes. Of all the moves that Ainge should make or not make this postseason, letting Terry Rozier is the easiest one by far. He needs to go. A hot take for you. The Seas will be a lottery team within 3 seasons, maybe 2.
Boy, that is a blazer. Oof. That's not happening. We just stop with that. Which, I'll tell you what, that would be a better outcome than them being a 4 or 5 seed for the next 5 years.
You get that right.
Okay, so just to set that straight, but I don't think that's happening, not even close. If Kyrie leaves and you don't get to draft the kid from Murray State, you wouldn't want Terry Rozier to be your starting point guard?
No.
Why?
More than anything else, he's an a-hole. But just from a basketball standpoint, he was a team worst 32 from the field during the playoff run. He stinks.
And he was better than Kyrie Irving.
I'd rather Brad Wanamaker.
This is my point. If we're judging him just on what he did this year or in these playoffs, well, then no one's left. We're going to blow them all out of here. I think it's a little unfair. I think that this season brought out the worst in Terry Rozier like it brought out the worst in Kyrie Irving in a lot of ways.
He showed you what his limitations were during that run last year when any road game, especially in that first series against Milwaukee.
Now, that's a better – that to me carries more weight than Terry Rozier going in the tank this year.
I mean, I think you can do better. Like, I just don't think Rozier's that good. He's a bench guy. He's a good bench guy. When he accepts the role, he was good in that role last year. And then all of a sudden, he started to think he was something more, and that's an issue now. You can do better than Rozier. No.
Here's Tim and Quincy on those minutes given to Kyrie and Hayward. Yes, Tim.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you guys on Rozier. I mean, you guys are a bitch. Anywhere else he goes, he's going to be on the bench. And one thing I want to say, though, about, Stevens treating Hayward and Kyrie differently. I don't think that's the right approach at all. I actually read an article today on Belichick and Brady, and one of his former teammates was saying that, Belichick would go in there and blast Brady, talk about him and Giselle's GQ.
Hold on. Let me just stop you. First of all, different sports. You can dump on football players and still get them to play. Can you dump on NBA players and get them to play?
Nope.
Could Brad Stevens or anyone get away with this? Do you have the story in front of you, Murray? Just read it. How long is the sound?
It's a minute and a half, the sound. It's from Heath Evans, who was on some goofy podcast, and I don't have the story in front of me.
Okay.
Because why would I?
90 seconds. Go ahead, play it.
Jimmy, can you bring me up here? All right, here we go.
There's not a lot of people that can mother F Tom Brady in a team meeting room. And when you're in New England, if you're the superstar, you get coached harder than everyone else. And if you're the 53rd man on the roster or maybe like the 35th guy on the roster like I was, then you're going to be in this staggered scale of your level of accountability and how hard you get come down on, because he knows ultimately me at 35 man on the roster is going to follow Brady at number 1 in the roster. So if Brady's not challenged and he's not working and he's not being held accountable, then you create this level of inconsistency. And so that's a gift in itself. I remember it was 07. We smoked the team by like 50 points. And Bill comes in and he's mouthing off at Brady about something, about, I'm trying to remember how it started, but he's like, if you weren't so worried about you and Giselle's next GQ magazine, maybe, just maybe you wouldn't have thrown that interception. What is this, Christmas? It's October, Brady. Christmas come early or something? I can go somewhere for Foxborough High and get someone to throw that ball better than you. Like, so we just like going at him, you know? Now, here's the thing about
the chick saying, oh my God, can we please, what is that? Is that a Barstool podcast or something?
A podcast.
There you go. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Would never work in the NBA. You know why? Because the star player would go to ownership or the GM and say, him or me, and they'd fire the coach. That's why. Because talent in the NBA means more. So, look, and again, I don't like it either. I like the other model where the coach has leverage and has power. But in the NBA, he doesn't, and it's been that way forever. The star player runs that league. Runs every team that he's on, the whole thing. You just have to hope that your star player isn't an a-hole.
That's right.
I'm not joking.
I don't disagree.
Magic Johnson got Paul Westhead fired. Larry Bird got Jimmy Rogers fired. They all do it. Every one of them. Just about. The only exception I can think of off the top of my head is Tim Duncan.
I was going to say LeBron and Spoelstra, where Pat Riley didn't let LeBron take his own plane, didn't let his entourages onto the plane, didn't let LeBron
blow out
Spoelstra. LeBron left.
LeBron left. So this is, and what's Miami been since? So like this is the problem. The star player has the leverage, and LeBron now has awakened everybody to that reality. So LeBron has thrown his weight around like no superstar in NBA history, let alone any other sport. And now they all know that they can do it, and they do. They use it.
Phyllis and Saugus on the Kraft thing. Go ahead, Phyllis.
Hey, Matt, I want to tell you that if the town of Saugus police did the same job that Florida did, I would go out there and thank them. You're absolutely right. Police are the good guys here.
Generally, that's how I was raised, and that's what I believe. And I generally just side with the cops, especially in this case, especially in this one. I don't think that how they overreached, it's against the law, according to the judges. I'm not going to, you know, disagree with that. I don't know the case law down there, so if it's against the law, it's against the law. But it doesn't personally offend me. I don't think that their rights were really that abridged. So, I mean, even the, and again, the thing was, the technicality was that they didn't do enough to protect the innocent people just getting regular massages, according to the judge. They didn't minimize the monitoring on those that kept their underwear on and just got a back rub. And they were filmed too. And so their rights were violated. And that's why they threw out that warrant. Okay. But even on those people, like, those tapes aren't released. And so someone watched you get a back rub with your underwear on. Like, I'm not telling you that it's legal or that's what I'm looking for. But really, at the end of the day, what are we talking about? Was someone really harmed in that? Was someone really, I mean, was there really damage done to someone there? I mean, give me a break. So I'm not telling you it's legal, and I'm not telling you the judge is wrong to throw it out. It's illegal, and he was right to throw it out if that's what the case law is. I'm just telling you, that doesn't offend me. And I'd like to see the cops do a little better work to actually have it stand up in court, but I still consider the cops the good guys. Anyone who is going after that massage parlor to get it out of there is, to me, on the right side. And anyone who stood in the way of that was on the wrong side. And I'm sorry Kraft was on that other side if that upsets you, but that's where he was. And I think if that thing was in your neighborhood, you'd want it out too. That's all. Dan and Cranston on the Celts. Go ahead, Dan.
Hey, Jim was 1,000,000% right about Rozier, but just as guilty, the weekly powwow were draped with Rozier to Abby Chin sticking a microphone to ask Jaylen Brown to, you know, rank his dunks. I mean, the NBC Sports Boston is just as guilty as the ball washing. And they you know,
you
I find it nauseating. It's over the top. I know it's a conflict of interest for you guys to say something, but I can.
No, it's you bet, Dan. I think NBC Sports Boston, Tommy Heinsohn, love you, mean it, all of it, it's all part of the Celtics culture. It's way, way, way too overhyped. Way too overhyped. And so the players get a big head, and the next thing you know, you got backup point guards thinking they're the real Isaiah Thomas or Tiny Archibald or whatever, and they're not. But this is what happens. The hype machine. The team owns a quarter of NBC Sports Boston, so what do you think? Where do you think it comes from? Like, it's no great mystery. We're all part of the hype train. And I don't think I think it hurts you in a lot of cases. Like this, their players get inflated heads because of it.
I mean, how the thing went off the rails, really, in one year like that should be a fascinating study. And again, leave the media part out of it, okay? Because, again, like I look at the whole thing and say, the coach, the star player, the president of basketball operations, you know, the assistant coaches, nobody could rein that team in and get them on the beam. Nobody. To a man, they were all interested in themselves more than they were in the aggregate. Kyrie wanted to run it his way. Stevens wanted to run it like a college team. Terry Rozier thought he was Isaiah Thomas. Jaylen Brown thought he was Kawhi Leonard. Jason Tatum thought he was Kobe. Like, the whole thing, the fact that none of them could see the greater good, to me, is mind-numbing that they could not awaken to that reality.
Gary Washburn, I read this through yesterday. Washburn said yesterday, Stevens, who has allowed his players to police themselves in the past, swooped in too late to solve the issues. Some players blamed him for integrating Hayward and da-da-da and giving their minutes over Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum and not taking their feelings into account. But he says that Stevens has loaded his staff in the past years with Butler disciples, young coaches skilled in analytics, but not necessarily how to handle young millennial NBA players. And so Brad Stevens was powerless to go, and his staff was powerless to get these egos in check.
I mean, I think that that's a big part of it, again, and I put some of it on Stevens, not all of it. But they clearly weren't going to respond to him, and it sounds like there that he didn't even try until later in the year. They didn't have an assistant on the staff that could rein people in, and now it appears that that is some sort of focus for them during the offseason. And look, that's good. It should be. Do whatever you have to do to find someone who can get through to your players and drill into their heads that it's about the group.
It wasn't that the coaching staff was unaware of these issues, according to team sources. It was that they really didn't know what to do about it. Ugh. That's a tough line.
I mean, I go back to early in the year.
How long has Stevens been here?
6 or 7 years.
He's 5, 6, 7 years in the NBA.
And he has never really had to deal with these kind of egos and attitudes until now.
Didn't really know what to do about it.
He didn't. Again, and we all wondered about that. I mean, it shouldn't be that shocking. We all wondered about whether Stevens could handle a team that actually had expectations and had star players because he couldn't coach it like Butler.
He never wanted to. Remember when the whole bring me the a-hole thing when, DeMarcus Cousins was out there and Jimmy, you said Ainge would, but Brad didn't want to because he didn't want to deal with the attitude?
Stevens wouldn't touch DeMarcus Cousins with a 10-foot pole.
So this was his sixth year as a coach. Six.
And he was powerless and clueless what to do about egos gone out of whack in his locker room.
Yeah, because in reading that column, too, didn't Washburn say, they'll figure it out on the court. They'll police themselves. You can't do that. Not with guys with egos like that.
We continue with your thoughts on all of it after these words.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
At the end of your ride home, you'll be all caught up.
You get suspended again, you're going to miss playoff time, or you're going to miss time in the playoffs.
Or questioning your judgment.
Sorry I brought it up.
Felger and Mez, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The whole thing was not what I've seen all year out of our group. Now, why that would happen, I don't have the answer to that. I mean, it looked like we were really tired. And that's, we haven't only played 2 games in 10 days, but I think the mental fatigue got to us. There's been a real strong push by our guys for about 4 months, and it just felt like we didn't have that extra gear you need at this time of year.
You talked about the mental fatigue. Is that a concern for you now?
Yeah.
The fact that, does it just go away?
No? It's been a concern. Guys that have been around here you know, I've talked about it with Adam a lot. Like, I'm shocked that we've got this far without having that, you know, because we, you know, from January 1, we've had to get in a playoff mode and we've had to grind these guys. And, you know, there's only so many times you can go to the well, you know, where they don't respond. And that was, it happened the other night. So, you know, I think there's enough, you know, pride in that room that they're going to dig in for a little more. And, you know, being at home is going to help. I think that's just going to give you that little bit of energy. But, you know, we're going to have to execute a lot better if we want to continue playing.
Carolina coach Rod Brind'Amour yesterday. What's he doing there? Telling the truth? Mental fatigue. They've been grinding. They're out of the playoffs for the new year. Since January 1, they've been clawing just to get into the bottom of the playoffs. He says he's shocked that they've gone this far without it, without hitting that wall. Are you concerned? Yeah, I'm concerned, he says. So many times you can go to a well. And then Ty Anderson, covering it for 98.5thesportshub.com. Read his commentary again on the app or on our website. He texted Murray this today out of nowhere.
I'm transcribing from their availability. First of all, Sebastian Aho is basically crying and just says a lot when asked what needs to change to generate more offense. Then Brett Pesce drops this one, quote, I think we were a little mentally fatigued. That might have been the first time where I don't want to say we gave up when we were down in that game, but, and then Ty goes on to say, you got the coach pulling the mystery goalie card. I'm with you. Get these bums out of here. Every Canes player that talked today looked like they were told, oh, by the way, we're executing you right after this interview wraps up, right before going up to the podium. They're so unbelievably tight.
Just an accurate depiction of what's going on there in Carolina, or are they playing possum, Maz?
Playing possum. I can't believe Ty took the cheese. What a sucker. Like a lot of other people, it's game three. They're down 2-0 at home. You think they're going to come out flat? Do you really think that?
What if they take a couple shots? What if their goalie, whoever it is, lets in another softie?
Well, they could crack.
Well, thank you. There you go. Yeah. So we agree.
They could crack. But I mean, like, mental fatigue. Are you kidding me with that? I've had mental fatigue for about 15 years, for crying out loud. Who doesn't have mental fatigue? We all have mental fatigue.
Not me, man. I'm fresh as lettuce.
Oh, yeah. No, I can see it. Yeah, totally. Like, I'm sorry. I don't buy that. And so I think that, you know, the way the last game went, they looked like they quit. Maybe they did. And that, you know, at the end of the game, I thought the Bruins took their foot off the gas and Carolina popped in a couple of goals. And I think if you're Brind'Amour, you're saying, oh, that's good. We like that. In fact, you know what? If they win tonight, you know what you're going to hear? Well, we got a couple of goals at the end of game two. And, you know, that really kind of gave us a little momentum going to the off day. We were sort of able to crack Tuca a little. You'll hear all of that bull crap. Look, there's no way they come out flat tonight. No way.
Okay. Meanwhile, the goalie thing was explained this morning by Rod Brind'Amour. Are you going to stick with Peter Mrazek?
Mrazek.
I think I got it right that time.
See, now you're screwing me up.
You don't expect me to get it right. You just automatically correct me. Mrazek.
Mental fatigue.
Yeah. So are you going to go back with Mrazek, that bum, or the 35-year-old Curtis McElhinney, who's only had two playoff starts in his 35 years on the planet, and those were last week? What's it going to be, Rod?
Do you have a starting goalie for tonight?
Yep.
Are you going to tell us who it is?
I got to probably say no. Just why not? I can't be that guy that does that, right? I know who we're starting, but I guess I'll have to wait and see. Sorry. I don't want to start that.
Can't be that guy. Don't want to start that. I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
Me either.
But either way, we'll find out tonight.
Well, as I said earlier, when he says, I don't want to start that, if he's alluding to a quote-unquote goalie controversy, you can't start one at this point in the series and with these two bums. Like, he's a fool if he goes with Mrazek tonight. He's an absolute fool.
I mean, that's what I think. I think Mrazek's toast.
Okay. Eddie Olczyk, who we talked to earlier, weighed in on this topic. You'll hear him coming up in a minute. But back to your phones. Eddie in the car on the Bruins. Go ahead, Eddie.
Hey, Mike, Tony, thanks for taking my call. Mike, you mentioned something earlier about the big-time defenseman, and you mentioned Carlson.
Yep.
And I agree with you 100%. I think big-time defenseman, you know, Chara, when he was that, was great. But a big-time defenseman is, you know, if it's not more important than a great goalie, it's, you know, a close second. Question I have is, do either of you think that either Carlo or McAvoy can grow into that role? Okay. Thanks. I'll hang up and listen to you on the call.
You got it. Carlo, no. Carlo's a really good, projects, you know, if he hits his ceiling, is a really good shutdown defensive defenseman. The Norris guys, the franchise guys, are also offensive and control the whole play with their puck moving and skating and whatnot. That is Hedman, Burns, Doughty, Carlson, Keith, Subban when he's on a good day. You know, that's that guy. And so, like, I've never thought Chara was that guy. I just thought he was an ultimate defensive defenseman. Never really controlled the puck and the play going forward, which is why I always put Chara behind those guys. So there was a time when I thought Chara was overrated because I just didn't think he brought that. You know, he just didn't go forward the way he played in his own end like these other guys do and the way Brent Burns does, who's just freaking nasty. You know, the Sharks have two of the last four Norris Trophy winners. And who are the finalists this year? I think, is Petrangelo there in St. Louis one of them? Because they got a couple great defensemen there as well. And so it's no confusing why St. Louis is there. And maybe why their rookie goaltender's playing so well is because they got Petrangelo and Bouwmeester and some mooses in front of them. I just think it's become such an important position. And you look at the most Stanley Cup winners have a defenseman that is this 25 to 30 minute a night, all three zones, controls the pace of play sort of player.
Your finalists are Brent Burns, San Jose Sharks, Mark Giordano of the Calgary Flames, and Victor Hedman of the Lightning.
Well, Hedman's back in there. So either way, I just love that player. McAvoy, hopefully, is that guy.
Well, yeah, I mean, he plays both ends of the ice. He's not afraid to get physical and knock people around the defensive zone.
That's the whole idea.
Yeah, the only thing McAvoy has to do more is shoot. He got to shoot more. He doesn't shoot enough. He needs to shoot more.
Steven Lin on the Kraft thing. Go ahead, Steve.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Great show. Listen, I think the Kraft situation, he had to go and protect that video because I think it's part of a new enterprise that's being put together. If you guys remember Playboy After Dark, I think this is part of the new Patriots After Dark, starring Bob Kraft in the role of you.
I got it. I don't mind. He fighting to keep that video suppressed is, that's, I totally get that. I don't begrudge him that, except they offered to seal it and ditch it with that plea agreement. That was reported by TJ Quinn on ESPN. We've followed up since personally. Maz reached out to him personally to reiterate that, to firm that up, and TJ Quinn, and see, he's not the only one reporting it. Part of that plea deal, where all Kraft had to do, he didn't have to plead guilty, didn't have to plead no contest, didn't have to plead anything. They were going to drop it, and all he had to say is that he would have lost a trial. As part of that diversion, the video goes away. The record is expunged, the charges are dropped, and the video is sealed and expunged, and bye-bye. So he could have kept that. It looks like he's going to get it anyway. It looks like that thing's going to go bye-bye anyway. But he could have had it sealed just by accepting their deal to begin with and not undermining their entire case and attacking all the people down there who are trying to get rid of those nasty massage parlors.
I mean, I just called up again the exchange that we had with TJ Quinn. And he said, you know, I asked him, would the evidence be sealed? That's correct. All evidence would have been sealed and the record expunged. And I said, even though the statute in the state of Florida calls for release of all evidence, and he says, yes, because it's only evidence if it's used in a criminal case. And if it's expunged, it essentially doesn't exist from a legal standpoint. Right? So, you know, he could have accomplished that with another route. Totally could have accomplished it with another route.
So, again, I have a hard time. Well, you know my thoughts on the Kraft thing. Here is Murray's update. We're back with more.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
You're listening to Felger and Mass.
Doesn't always have to be ha ha hee hee.
Oh,
Love it.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Big struggles in net there for Carolina. Your thoughts on Brendan Moore and what he should do tonight and what he's going to do tonight?
I would be shocked if McElhinney is not the goaltender tonight for Carolina.
So that's Eddie Olczyk's thought on that. Going to make the move to McElhinney. We'll see what that does. I can't imagine Carolina lays down like they did in game two. That's just impossible for me to wrap my head around. I could see, Maz, the Bruins getting an early lead and then not exactly digging their way out of it. You know, if your goaltender ain't there, then I don't know. It can crawl inside your head pretty good. Certainly did in game two.
Oh, for sure. I mean, it'll undermine a team's confidence like nothing else. All of a sudden, you're like, oh, here we go. We're trying to dig in and fight, and the goalie's undermining us. But, you know, this has crossed my mind, and I don't know if it's just me being me. But would it shock you if Tuukka didn't play great tonight? Isn't he kind of due?
I guess he is due, but I don't know.
I just didn't love the way the last game ended. And, you know, they're going to need the goalie in the early part of the game tonight. I think Carolina's due for a break.
Do you wake up every morning just expecting the worst, like in all aspects of your life? Well as Rask has played, just all of a sudden for game three, you decide, now this is the one he's going to suck.
Yeah, pretty much. I do. I wake up that pretty much that way. I feel that way every day. I felt that way in game two. I'm like, sooner or later, the balloon's going to pop.
To answer your question, no. I've actually gained confidence in Rask. I don't know how you couldn't. I mean, I told you, somewhere in the middle of that Columbus series, game five in Boston, I guess it was, even though they gave up three late ones, I just thought he sort of took over at that point. And so I'm kind of believing in Tuukka. So, if he goes out and lays an egg, I'd be surprised. I would.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Sid and Groton, what do you got? Bruins, Hurricanes.
Hey, what's going on, guys? A couple quick points. Matt, you are just an absolute buzzkill, man. unbelievable, man. Canes come out tonight sky high. Bruins weather the storm. Bruins score first, and the ear goes out of the building, man. Game, set, match. The Bruins are the much better team here.
Especially if it's a leaker. Especially if it's a leaker. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like the first one in the last
That's
game.
That's what I'm talking about. So that, you know, where's Carolina's head there?
See, but you know what? Carolina doesn't have the goaltending.
Right. If they don't have the goaltending, the players realize it out on the ice. How do they respond?
So, like, and again, maybe it's a borderline miracle that they've gotten this far with the goaltending they have, because their goaltending shouldn't be good enough. Maybe it will be, but it shouldn't be good enough.
We've got Nick and Amherst on the Celts. Go ahead, Nick.
Hey, guys. How's it going? I got a simple question for the three of you and Jay Stu by kind of a complex situation. Here I go. So if the Suns get the one pick and they go RJ Barrett, and the Kings get two, therefore you get the two pick, and the Anthony Davis trade isn't on the table for whatever reason, would you rather go Ja Morant or Zion Williamson to keep? Thanks. I'll hang up and listen.
Okay. Is it really on the table that Zion Williamson's not the number one guy?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
So someone's going to fill me in on this whole Phoenix thing with R.J. Barrett. Has Phoenix said that they're going to take R.J. Barrett?
Not to my knowledge.
All right. I mean, look, I don't think it would be totally shocking, because there were a lot of people that thought Barrett was the best player in the country going into the college season.
And isn't it just like Ainge?
Sure.
Isn't it just like Ainge?
Sure.
You know, he had Tatum and, you know, and everyone else had Ball Ingram. I mean, sorry, Fultz. Ball Fultz, and he had Ingram, which I've never believed Danny when he said he would have taken Durant over Greg Oden. I never gave him credit for that.
You should.
But the Tatum thing tells you he might have. He did it in that draft. So if anyone would take someone over Zion Williamson, it's Danny.
I mean, I wonder if the Jackson kid had accepted their visit if Danny would have taken Jackson instead of Tatum.
Well, so there's a whole nother thing there. But I don't know. Even if just as a trade chip, Zion Williamson's too valuable. Too valuable.
Oh, yeah, Jackson, no. I mean, to me, that pick would have such unbelievable value.
Bill in Rhode Island on Kraft. Go ahead, Billy.
Yeah, I'll just make a quick comment. These things have been happening for years, these guys going into these places, and we've all made mistakes in our life. But when you get to a point when you only have one name, and that's something my father always taught me, and you try and wiggle your way out of something that is dead out there and you are dead caught, you got to fess up and just take the brunt of it and get rid of it. People respect you a lot more like that. Plus, you can sleep better at night. Now, there are guys out there that don't give a heck, and they'll just go back home and be just who they are. But if you got some kind of caring about yourself and your background and who you are and that kind of thing, you got to just fess up and get it over with. And people will give you a second chance.
No question. No question. People respect it if you just take your medicine. Admit you're wrong and do what you can to be better the next day. Most people respect that. Most people give you a break. When you turn around and attack everybody else and blame everybody else and don't own up to it, then I don't think you do yourself any favors.
But, it's a bad look. It is a bad look.
You know, I don't just at a basic human level. And that's what I think Kraft did here. We've got Paul in the car on the Celts. Hi, Paul.
Hey, guys. Come on, Tony. Get on the Tuca train. No questions. Okay, man? Okay. I'm on it.
Yep, no problem.
So where's Rozier's agent in all this? He should be pulling the fire alarm every time he's given one of these interviews. I mean, dude, you're killing your stock. I mean, look, Phoenix isn't probably as hot as they were for you a couple of years ago, so you just got to shut up now.
All right, so let me just do you think Terry Rozier's hurt his marketability across the league?
No.
Not one bit.
See, I think this guy's got it backwards. I think this is precisely why he's out there. This is his agent telling the world he wants out of Boston.
Shoot your way out of town.
Yeah, he can be a starter. We got to get you out of there. And you know what? There are teams that would absolutely take him. I think they absolutely are doing this for that reason.
And as much as these guys' value should be diminished, Kyrie Irving chief among them, it won't be. It won't be.
That's just that league.
It's the league. You got to take you got to accept a lot when it comes to talent in that league. And it's all about talent. And all these teams are horny for it, desperate for it. And so they'll hold their nose, look the other way, and ignore all of this stuff that they shouldn't ignore. That they shouldn't ignore, but they will. Not going to hurt their value one iota. 617-779-0985. Couple open lines if you want to grab them. Mike and Woburn, his comment line says, hockey lesson for Felger.
Oh, goody.
Are you ready to be taught a lesson?
Yeah, let me get my pen and notepad.
I got my pen and paper. Scotty Bowman here on line 7, ready to give us a lesson. Go ahead, Michael.
Mikey, here's your pen. Write down this name, Colton Parayko.
Parayko, yes, defenseman for the Blues.
Yes, okay.
Oh, is that giant? Is that 55?
Yeah, that's the guy. Yes. That's why they let Shattenkirk go.
He's massive.
He's the guy that Jay Bouwmeester's corpse is tied to on the ice every time now. Jay Bouwmeester is getting a little dunzo.
Yep.
Parayko is a man child, and he's the guy that took the shot that caused Bishop to go full Mike Ribeiro on the ice and then let the Blues score on the rebound when he took it off the collarbone.
Oh yes,
that guy, he's got an absolute missile for a shot. But the best player on the Blues, Mike, is Binnington. If hockey writers weren't like so far up Crosby's behind that they could give him a colonoscopy, he would be first on the MVP ballots of anybody in the league in terms of covering the league, because the Blues were in like last place when they called that kid up, and he's been a magician. I don't want to see him in the finals, and I don't want to see the Sharks either, because the guy that you're leaving out from their decor, Vlasic, is an eraser on defense. They are three deep on D, just two.
All right. You taught me something. Parayko, this 55, he is a freaking monster. I do keep saying Bouwmeester because he has the reputation. But that other guy, and then they activated. You see the goal that they scored to go up 3-2? Maybe it was 4-2. The defenseman rushed in from the blue line, and he beat Martin backhand into the upper hand. It was just a sick scoring play.
Oh, that he undressed Thornton on that play, too.
Bortuzzo, exactly. Robert Bortuzzo, who's like a fringe roster guy, I guess, who was just drew into the lineup. I think San Jose star-laden and is due, and they scare me. St. Louis ain't chopped liver either. And it starts on D.
Oh, I don't want St. Louis. That'd be so boring. The Blues. Bleah.
Well,
the
you know,
Blues.
The reason I don't want them is because I don't want to freaking hear about Bobby Orr on Mother's Day. It was enough I had to hear it on Sunday.
Oh, that's all you're going to get.
Bobby Orr on Mother's Day.
Oh, the Blues series. The Blues have no sex appeal at all. Give me San Jose.
That play, and I know it got a statue. At least for me, and having to hear about it growing up, the second most overrated play in Boston sports history, with number one being that stupid Carlton Frisk home run.
No.
You lost the series.
Okay. The Bobby Orr one was way, way more overrated. No, there's, you know what the 1-2 in overrated Boston sports history is. You know what it, you know what they are.
Yeah, Impossible Dream Red Sox.
They actually lost. I don't know if you knew this. If you're new to town, everyone carries on like they actually won. But no, in 1967, they lost. They lost.
And the Bruins of the early 70s.
And
I'm just talking individual plays.
Bobby Orr's goal. You're up 3-0 against an expansion team. You're winning that series.
Should have won more than two cups.
And, oh, by the way, that Bruins team choked.
Went to the finals 5 times in 10 years. Only won 2 cups.
That team should have won 5. That should have been the precursor to the Canadians that decade. Should have been a precursor to the Islanders and the Oilers. That should have been a 4- or 5-time cup champion.
That Bruins team was loaded.
And they drank it away.
Of course, if the Canadians didn't have the birthrights to every kid born in Canada, for crying out loud, they wouldn't have won what they won either.
This is all water under the bridge. Paul in Bridgewater. Speaking of water under the bridge, Paul in Bridgewater. Hi, Paul.
Hi, how are you guys tonight? Hey, real quick on Kraft. Just follow me real quick on this. Let's assume when the police pulled him over and showed him his ring, why didn't they arrest him? They wanted to identify him. For what reason? They went back to the headquarters. The chief of police is familiar with all these NFL owners, all these big rich people. He called the NFL headquarters. Just follow me for a minute.
Yeah.
He got a hold of Goodell. They laughed about it.
Yeah.
Goodell called the owner of Jerry Jones of Dallas. They're cracking up laughing.
It's a conspiracy. That's what happened.
And of course, Goodell's behind.
That's what happened.
Yeah, Kraft showed him his ring and they got pissed off, so they pulled him over. And then they were going to give him a ticket, but they thought they'd bust him for solicitation.
I want the explanation how he was doing nothing illegal. Because as far as I know, paying for sex is illegal. Paying for sex acts is illegal. He went to the spa on day 2, was naked inside of 45 seconds and inside of like 2 minutes. After which, he gives her hundies. So it just, I don't know. That certainly seems to me like he went for sex, had sex, paid for sex. And it's on tape. Not that they can use it in court, but that's what happened. No one denies it, in fact.
What if they had a relationship?
Yeah, he's nothing more than a generous friend.
Okay. So if they had a relationship, and is he or his lawyer going to say that publicly?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just saying.
That's a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Okay. So
he gave her some money because they were meeting for dinner later and she had to pick it up on the way home.
That makes it legal. I want to hear someone say it.
Yo, don't hold your breath on that because I don't think anyone's going
to
say it.
I want to hear someone say it.
Well, I would like to hear it too, but I don't think you're going to.
Well, it'll come. Well, the cartel. Guys, chop, chop. It's time for the new talking points. How is it not illegal? How is it legal? They said on day 1, he did nothing illegal. And if paying for sex is illegal, then tell me what happened. And I want to hear someone say it. Just like I loved reading in the Wells Report in context that the deflator was called that because he was losing weight, Maz, not because he was deflating footballs.
That was one of the great bullcrap lines of all time.
You think?
Oh, God.
So what's this one going to be? What's this one going to be? Is it his girlfriend and he was giving her money for later to go shopping? Was it a tip? But is that really then, I don't know, is that still paying for sex? I want to hear the story. I want to hear the rationale. I want to hear the lawyer or Robert or someone say it.
I
just want to hear it.
I would love to hear it, but I'd be shocked if we actually do.
How do they get away with it? How do they get away with saying for months and months and months he did nothing illegal and then not explain what that means? I want to hear what that means.
I told you. I'm right there with you.
I mean, I told you the story going around that she invited him.
Mm. Yeah.
That, you know, he went in day 1. They recognized him. They called him. Said, come on back, big fella. And he came back. And so if he was invited back, maybe that's not soliciting, solicitation, but you're still then paying for sex, aren't you?
Well, maybe we'll get a whole website rather than actually someone saying it.
But if that's
not necessarily, you get a receipt.
Oldfashionedincontext.com.
But if that's the story, again, that's a story going around behind the scenes, but I want more than just the behind the, I want someone to come on record, like the Wells Report in context, and tell me with a straight face how that was not illegal. I just want to hear it. Just curious, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, sure.
I mean, the story's on the table for
you. I would love to hear it. I just don't think we're
going to. Here comes the final word. Are we going to replay trying to explain the NBA draft lottery?
No.
That was so bad, it's not even good. That was bad. Not good bad.
That was a pig roast of a segment.
We'll have something else for you right after this.
This is Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sport.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Helpline.
Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio, crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And the final word brought to you by Town Fair Tire. If you're looking for the best deal on tires, there's only one place to go. That's Town Fair
Nobody,
Tire.
Murray.
The best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
Nobody.
So ahead of tonight's big game three between the Bruins and the Carolina Hurricanes. Some discussion of Hurricanes head coach Rod Brind'Amour.
I know what this is.
Who still has yet to actually name who's going to be in net tonight for that team. And that's something that Maz, you certainly don't have a lot of respect for that head coach after he got up there and really didn't say all that much today to the media.
This guy's a jackass. He's like, seriously, I heard him. I say, are you serious with this? From the day I saw him on the podium for the first time, and look, I know he was a well-respected player, but as a coach, what are you trying to be? You feel bad for the media? He sounds like Gronk that day with the celebration. I mean, I want to tell you, but I really can't. Coach's going to get mad. So, I want to tell you guys who's playing goal, but I really can't do that. Sorry. What? You're the coach. Act like the coach, for crying out loud. How about, no, I'm not going to tell you guys. You're just going to have to wait and see. End of story. End of conversation. What are you being so apologetic for it for?
I don't understand what he said. I don't want to be that guy. Who's that guy?
I don't know.
I don't, maybe just tipping his hand. Maybe.
He sounds like a drunk at the bar.
It's
completely incoherent. I don't know.
I told you. Remember that day that Gronk stood up there and got thing with the celebration?
Yes. Rob, do you care to comment why you were riding Devin Cook like a pony? And
Brandon
I got that. Cook. Brandon Cook, yeah.
Well, I want to talk about it, but I can't talk about it. Like, that's how Brind'Amour sounds.
Well,
he's the coach of the team.
Yeah.
And listen, if you don't want to tell us who's playing goal because you want the Bruins to see it, right? 10 minutes, a half hour before the game starts, whatever. Fine. How about just, guys, I know who I'm going with, but I'm really not going to reveal that right now. You just have to wait till game time tonight. Boom. End of story. What's this wishy-washy hemming and hawing sounding like a donkey thing? Oh, my God, does he sound like a jackass?
That really did rub Maz the wrong way?
I just didn't like his delivery. I mean, tonality issue, I guess, if you ask me.
Baseball reporters coming your way now. What do we got?
Could you ever see Bruce Cassidy answering it that way?
No.
No, not in a million years. No. Baseball reporters, I want to start with Michael Chavis. I have an interesting question for Red Sox fan, because Chavis, one of the real bright spots and surprises on this Red Sox team. Chris Sale back on the mound tonight. We'll give you an update on Dustin Pedroia. And last week, one of my favorite players in the game returned to the field. There's a highlight involving him last night that is worth replaying. Hopefully we'll get to that by the end of the show.
All right. Here comes the baseball reporters. Your chance to talk Red Sox, 617-779-0985. No commercials, just the headlines. Then you get Maz. Again, Bruins tonight on 98.5 The Sports Hub shortly after 8. Pregame starts at 7:30 with Beers and Surratt. You're watching on TV, NBC Sports Boston. Myself and Amonte got you covered. Talk to everyone tomorrow at 2. Bye-bye, Maz.
Bye.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.